episode 137, Be Spirited and Bold.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, my beauties. How are you, friends? Oh, my goodness, around the world. I just want you to know I love you. You are precious. You are a gem. And you're going to have a great day. Did you know that? Did you wake up feeling that way today? You are going to have a great day. Today is all about be spirited and bold. I was reminded of this as we're preparing for graduation, and there's so many events that we go to throughout the whole process. And one thing that our school does, it's very, very unique, is they make a board. And this board, I really want to say that it's a reflection board. Now, they don't call it that. They call it the senior boards, okay? And on that board, you're supposed to put basically what has happened throughout your high school career. Wouldn't that be amazing if you were to stop right now and put your life board together? Oh my gosh. Imagine how colorful it would be. It would be gorgeous. And it may be also full of some kind of yucky colors too, right? You see, as we grow up, there's something about our spirit. There's something about living. And I think as we get older, we stop that. We stop being spirited. We stop being bold and saying, here I am. Look at me. Think about to your high school years. Were you one that was like, hello? Or maybe you were one who was in the corner. Either way, you stood out. People recognized you for who you were. Now, I know all of our high school years are not always the best years to go back to. But the thing is we didn't have as much fear then as we do now as adults. How crazy is that? What is it that when we start to hit that adult age, like past 21 and a half, it just sinks in like, okay, I can't do anything. And it's not about the word responsibility that, oh, we're getting older and we have to be responsible. No, it's not that at all. I don't believe it is. I believe it's all of a sudden like, oh, now there's lots of people watching me. When really in high school, everybody was watching you. What would your board have on it today? What would your life board look like? Would you be smiling all the time? Would you have sad faces on all the time? What would it look like? What would you look like? What do you see? I was reminded of this as my son was putting his board together. Actually, I should correct myself. As his sister was putting his board together. Yes, he kindly said, sis, his younger one, would you please do that for me? I've got a lot on my plate. And she said, oh, sure. And she's the artistic one, so she likes to have fun and cut things up, et cetera, et cetera. So she was able to get out the pictures, and his oldest sister did the same thing, helped with it. The youngest one chimed in too, was like, I want to look at photos. Let me go see if I can find some funny baby photos. And he pulled them out. And so his board is totally covered with pictures of not just his senior and his high school career, but of his life so far. It's really neat as people come and they look at the boards and they reflect and they're like, oh, that's cool. When they look at your life board, what would they see? What would they say? Oh, that's cool. Man, you must have had a passion for that. Be spirited and bold. I want to challenge you today. Seriously, I want you to think about your life board. I want you to think about what you would have on it. How bright would it be? How dull would it be? How many different angles would be on it? Okay, if you had to put shapes on your board to describe who you were as a shape, what would that shape be? If you had to put an animal on there that was you, if you had to put a plant that was you, what would it say? If you had to put a type of weather, you know, how the weather is outside, would you be a sunrise or a sunset? Would you be a tornado or a hurricane? Would you be simply a ripple in a wave on an ocean? What would your life board look like? Be spirited and bold. You know, that's really what this school system is asking these seniors to do, is they're saying, be spirited about your high school. Be spirited about what you have gone through and what you have accomplished. Be bold in who you are. Because from here on out, man, you get to climb some mountains and you're going to hit a few valleys along the way, but you're also going to hit some major peaks. This is just the beginning. What would your life board look like? It's really neat to go and look at all these boards. It's a very small class, a little bit over 120 people. Seniors that graduate, very small school. Love it. Absolutely love it. And it's very intimate. Everybody knows everybody. It's absolutely fantabulous. And I think when they put these senior boards together, they really don't want to do it, in all honesty. And sometimes I think that's how we are too. We don't want to put our life board together. We don't want to look at our past. We sometimes don't even want to look at the future, because where we are in the present is just like, ah! And you know what? I think sometimes the seniors feel that way too. But the one thing that they've got that we don't is they don't have that fear factor. They're ready. They're spirited. They're bold. They're like, I cannot wait to get out of here. Right? And you're like, I cannot wait to go back to bed. How many of you wake up and every day is a Monday morning? I want you to be spirited and be bold. I want you to create your life board in your head. And if you really feel creative, try it out. There are so many different apps out there. You can create one yourself. Or if you're cleaning up and decluttering your house over the summer with the kiddos, what awesome, awesome thing to do as an activity with the children. Allow them to create their boards up until now. Okay? Or it doesn't have to be a board. It could be a box, their treasure box. What would your treasure box have in it? What would your life board? What would we see? Be spirited and bold. If that's one thing the senior class has taught me, is that they stand for who they are. And I so enjoy looking at all the boards and seeing how they've grown up from just being so young and little and just basically innocent ones, right? And then you're like, how did they get to be here? But it's so precious, and it's a gift. I want you to take that gift today, and I want you, if you have to, pretend, okay? Pretend to be a senior, all right? Yes, you have responsibilities, but you know what? Sometimes living life in a very childlike spirit is so rewarding. Be spirited and bold today. Go out and smile. Say, you know what? There is no fear here. I am who I am. I was created for a purpose, on purpose. And it is time I create my now. You go out and create your now. You are your best selfie. You're becoming who God intended you to be. Okay? Life does get tough. And May, as you know, is just kind of a crazy month. Okay? But guess what? You can get through it one step at a time. And one wonderful way to do it is to be spirited and bold. I know you can do this. I know I look forward to doing it, because guess what? I'm accepting my own challenge. Yes, I'm going to be spirited and bold, because you know what? There are days, even this week, I've gotten up and my day is, can I just go back to bed? Isn't it time to go back to bed? And I'm just now washing my face and brushing my teeth. That's not a good sign, is it? No, it's not. So think about it. Be spirited. Be bold. Okay? Go out and have an amazing and incredible day. Create your now by being spirited and bold. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I love you. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.